Okay, voy a tratar de
hacer algo. In Bloomfield High School, there's a lot of borders. The first day of school, it feels like a border for me because I didn't know anybody for a moment. I thought that it was going to be hard because I didn't know the school. I was so nervous. I didn't have a schedule for my classes. After a week, I finally received a schedule. That same week, I met Hiro, Juan, Matthew, and Robert. Now, I play soccer with them. I have classes with people that I didn't even know. That's what I thought after the week being in Bloomfield High School. I was really focused on not being late. I had good grades at that moment. Sometimes it's hard to be concentrated in school because my parents want me to finish my homework quickly, to go to the park, and to bring my brother and to play in the background, in the playground. But I didn't know that every marking period would be a little hard. Now in history class, it's hard for me because the teacher is showing us about the World War I.
Well, when you finish,
I don't know about that. Nicole, I didn't know about this stuff, but I'm trying my best to do good in every test to get good grades. Social borders is like people that doesn't like to talk with other persons. They should talk to persons that they know, or they talk to people from their same color skin. I didn't know that in school people could be like this. I used to study a private school and I haven't seen anything like this. Sometimes I hear people talking trash of one person, and that person is her or his best friend. Once I saw two girls fight and they were friends. At the moment I thought they are not going to be friends anymore after this. This happens like on Friday, and on Monday after, when I get into the class, I saw the two girls talking to each other and laughing together. At that moment I understand that there's people that is fake. Fake is like they only talk to you when there's no people around, or when his or her friends are not near them. Also, they are fake when they are talking trash about you when you are not in there.
When I came to the museum, because I spent a lot of time with my friends, I saw new things, like borders, new borders. It could be graphical. I saw a lot of things like people made it.
Excuse me, guys. Are they getting four?
Social borders for me is to see how people only talk to other people that have the same color skin. I used to study modern city school, a private school. I didn't see any social borders in modern city. I remember the first day of school in modern city. I didn't know English. I didn't have any friends. When I went to the classroom, people start talking in Spanish. Some people wanted to know more about me. That day, I could see that there were no social borders because we didn't care about what was the color skin of the other person. The only thing that we cared was to try to help each other, finding a solution for their problems.
What is a social border for you?
A social border for me is when people want, like, they don't want to be together. Like, some people are sometimes racist with other people. Like, they don't want to talk with other people that have different color skin.
Okay. Is a social border and racism. Is social borders and racism similar?
It can be, because social border is that you only talk with person that you know, or you don't want to talk with other persons like that have other color skins. And racism is like you don't want to be with other persons, but you're with other person that has a different religion or a different color scheme, or that they speak another language that you know.
Can social border be a big problem only for immigrant people?
No, it depends, because if an immigrant person, has a problem, it can be by the culture or the language. It can also affect their. Social borders show how people only talk to other people that have the same color skin. At Bloomfield High School, I have noticed that skin color creates social borders. The white kids seem to talk to each other more than to Hispanic and black kids. I used to study modern city school, a private school. I didn't see any social borders by skin color.
in Motor City. I remember the first day of school in Motor City. I didn't know English and I didn't have any friends. When I went to the classroom, people of all different races start to talk in Spanish. Some people wanted to know more about me. That day I could see that there were no social borders because we all spoke Spanish. Because we had Spanish, we didn't care about the skin color of the other person. The only thing that we cared about was to trying to help each other and getting to know each other.
What is a social border for you?
Social border for me, it can be by the skin color. Like when people only want to talk to other people from the same color skin. And also can be by language. Because some people might speak Spanish and other people might not like it because they are in America and they don't like to see other people talking another language.
Why? Why do you think what do you think there exists races? Why do you think racism exists?
Racism exists because there's people that I think, this is my opinion, that they might be jealous because they don't know how to speak another language, or they don't look like other people, like they want to be like the same as other people.
Does it bother you if another people doesn't speak your language?
No, it doesn't bother me.